USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he hopes there will not be a war with Iran, making the remark in response to a reporter's question outside the White House yesterday. There have been reports some high-level administration officials are suggesting possible U.S. military action against Iran soon. Democratic representative and White House candidate Tulsi Gabbard on the possibility.
What I think is important for the American people to know is that a war with Iran would make the war in Iraq look like a cakewalk. The devastation and the cost would be far greater than anything we've ever experienced before.
She spoke on Fox News. Colorado's Secretary of State's banning her staff from official travel to Alabama because of its new abortion law. Alabama's governor this week signing the bill that bans nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
A big announcement at the White House yesterday from President Trump, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A complete overhaul of our immigration system.
No matter where in the world you're born, no matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
At the White House, President Trump outlines his new plan.
We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear.
The president saying the new system will be more merit-based than family-based. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was confronted with why the plan doesn't include Dreamers. She says the Dreamers issue is divisive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Army intelligence analyst and whistleblower Chelsea Manning is behind bars again for refusing to comply with a grand jury investigation. U.S. Marshals taking Manning into custody in Alexandria, Virginia yesterday after she did not cooperate with the investigation into WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. Manning was just released from custody earlier this month after doing 62 days in jail for not testifying in another grand jury investigation. Taiwan is now the first Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage, easily passing the law, allowing same-sex couples to form what it calls exclusive permanent unions and to apply to government agencies for a marriage registration. The vote coming after Taiwan's top court ruled that not allowing same-sex couples to marry violates that island nation's constitution. And Twilight star Robert Pattinson is in line to play the next Batman. Sources tell Variety it's not set in stone, but Pattinson is the top choice, and they're closing in on a deal. Warner Brothers has not commented on the report. This new Batman movie is being directed by Matt Reeves, who made the last two Planet of the Apes movies. The 32-year-old Pattinson will become, if these reports are true, the youngest actor to ever play the superhero on the big screen. That new Batman movie is to hit theaters in June of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.